Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Certain scenarios, I just won't ask certain questions.
No, I'm not asking certain questions. I'm like, ooh, where you going? I want to rag. And don't ask me to rag.
Don't ask me to rag because you know the answer going to be yes.
Now, you want me to rag? Okay, bet.
This show is produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Multimedia. Confirm.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Them Girls Podcast. Deanna's over here chewing something. Should have did that before we
I did.
Anyway,
it cut it on quick.
Welcome back to We Them Girls Podcast. That girl Mel here.
And the bill and cut.
Truly a food up.
I am.
How y'all feeling? It's a beautiful day out.
I was going to say, it feels good outside. Like, it's chilly, but it feels good.
Yeah. But if the wind wasn't blowing, it wouldn't, like, feel as chilly as it is. But it's gorgeous outside.
Looking forward to spring and summer nights.
Summertime.
I'm ready.
Like, every time we get a little sprinkle of warm weather and some sun, it does something to me.
Being out last night, I was like...
Yo, shout out to our boy EJ. Happy belated. We celebrated his birthday yesterday. Had a ball. We went to Swizzle, which is a restaurant in the Galt House. It's very cute, very
grown and sexy.
Grown and sexy. I loved how everybody was on one accord. Like, you would have thought that he had a dress code.
That's what I said, because I looked at Miranda, I said, did they tell us to wear all black?
No. But everybody had the same accent colors, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the theme you would have thought would have been like blacks, browns, reds. Because everybody like was on that same type of time. But black everybody excellent. Looked really good.
The food was good.
Was.
The drinks was good.
Yeah, it was a good night. And then we went to a bar called Seven.
That was nice.
It was so nice. I'll definitely go back. I want to go back. Like,
did you find out if they had like cigars in there? It smells like cigars when you walk in there.
I never asked. But it also could be like them smoky drinks that they were making too.
Because
they had like, they brought out a couple of drinks and they took the lid off and it was all smoky and stuff. It was real cute.
Black people love aesthetic.
Anything. If you're going to go over and beyond, do it. Because I like all the extra, all the dramatics. Give them to me. And then we went to a hookah lounge.
Which one did y'all go to?
I think Prince Hookah. It's in Old Louisville.
Oh.
But I was like, okay, who y'all think we are? Because we didn't get home till it was well after 3 a.m.
Now being grown, it's time to start the shenanigans.
Sure, I'm tired.
We party in the daytime.
Yeah.
But it was nice being out like at night.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never heard of that hookah lounge show.
Yeah, we done been a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a real cute night.
It was. It felt good just to put some clothes on, some makeup on. I wasn't rushing, then I ended up rushing. I don't know how.
I was telling EJ, I was like, it seemed like the day was just coasting. And then when it got time to get ready, the time just sped up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's how it always is.
But
it was a good time. Anything you need to free yourself from?
Let me think. It's so much going on. No, but I feel better this week. You know, last week I was like having a time, but I feel great this week.
Good.
I think it's going to be a good start to the week.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine, I think, helps too.
It does. It really does.
Because I was like, man, like when it gets cloudy and starts raining, it's like, but I'm trying to appreciate those days too, because I know we need them.
Yeah.
And like when it's like raining, there'd be times where I like sit down and try to not do so much.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on. Not doing so much. We got so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
So But no, I just feel better this week.
Good. It seems like it. Like your energy is more upbeat and stuff.
Yeah.
Look good.
Well, you're going to free yourself up.
I saw a post that said, it says, I've never been this version of me before, so let me add some more grace while I figure it out. And I think that we all should just take that with us. Like, we be so hard on ourselves and on each other. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, this is all our first time living this life. We ain't never done it before. Crazy.
So, navigating day by day.
Exactly. Everybody is just out here doing the best they can with what they get.
What they get.
So just give yourself and give everybody else some more grace. Like, none of us have done this before.
Figuring it out.
We figuring it out day by day.
Winging it.
So
we the new adults. Who put us in charge?
You know, the Lord said y'all up at bat. So figure it out.
Figure it out.
And that's all we get. That's all we can do.
That's it.
And I think we're doing a pretty good job at it.
We do great.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. So yeah, that's all I had to say to get off
my chest. I'm thankful that we are like not the type of adults that always have something going on, like bad.
Oh,
you
God.
Know?
Yeah.
Like somebody's always going through something.
Yeah.
Or experiencing something. Like, even like when my young clients like ask questions of like, because they don't be believing we in our 30s. But we be telling them it's like lit when you get to your 30s. It's rough being an adult, but it's not that bad.
It's, yeah. Like, you're gonna have like rough moments.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let your moments, you know, basically explain your entire reality or become your entire reality.
Because we coasting for real, because there don't be a lot going on. We just living life.
We just living life.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it is a lot going on, though, it's their seasons. It's not like.
Mm-hmm. They come and go.
They come and go. Seasons change. But anyways, if you're not already, pause this and go and hit that subscribe button, please. We would greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And also head over to WeThemGirls.com and you can find all of our platforms listed there.
Mm-hmm.
Was you about to say something?
No, I mean, when you got none.
You can find all of our platforms listed there. Instagram, TikTok, all of the streaming platforms, as well as buymeacoffee.com. And that is our subscription service. So if you are wanting any exclusive content, early content, or merch, then head over there.
You see it in the back.
You see it hanging up.
It's a whole lot of stuff that I want to buy.
Yeah, this is only one of the items, but we got plenty more. So head over there and purchase your merch.
It's cute.
The girls. It's real cute.
It's cute. I like it.
We got mugs. We got house shoes. We got sweatshirts.
So
we
now
got
I need some hoodies, purple and white ducks. Got...
And we got more than just purple. So if purple isn't your color, we got black. We got white. We got pink. We got what you need.
A plethora.
Yeah. So head over there and support your girls, please. We would greatly appreciate it. And also, fellas, and everybody else, if you also want to support everybody else on the network, we got Confirmed merch and we got Big and Lazy merch. So head over.
I want a Big and Lazy t-shirt too, and a Confirmed
t-shirt. I want all the things.
I need all of them.
So yeah,
hook us up.
Support the network. We love y'all.
That's your favorite part.
Cause I do. You know, I love y'all.
What did you say last night? I feel like I love you. I love you. It's coming on.
Once that liquor gets in, the I love y'all is coming. So today, my fingers been all on them.
Not that. Not the one your fingers been
don't
on.
Don't you hate when you be asking a kid for some snacks and they be like, here you go.
And then they taste like whatever's on my hand.
I don't want that. I don't know where your hands been.
Give me three.
But for today, I have kind of a like fun topic.
Uh-huh.
Well, can be. Why do you think good girls fall for bad boys so often?
Hmm. It's a thrill.
It's a thrill.
Like, I don't think we'd be trying to. Now, it might be some women's, like, preference. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we'd be trying to.
I don't even think sometimes you necessarily know that they're a bad boy when you first meet them. Mm-mm.
But it's a thrill.
It is kind of. I think that's one of. I think that's one of the aspects of it. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, where you going?
What you doing?
But for real.
But then it's like, do I really want to ask some questions? Like, do I want to know what your answer is gonna be?
I don't ask questions I don't want answers to.
That part.
So, honestly. In certain scenarios, I just won't ask certain questions.
No, I'm not asking certain questions. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, ooh, where you going? I want to rag. And don't ask me to rag.
Don't ask me to rag because you know the answer going to be yes. So I'm
like, nah, you want me to rag? Okay, bet.
But just don't take me nowhere that...
Am I safe?
My life is going to be in danger.
Where we going? How long we going to be there?
That is hilarious. I honestly, as far as bad boys go, I've only dealt with one.
I be feeling like they don't even be that bad for real. They just do different stuff. Because it's levels.
Yeah. But I mean, compared to you.
Yeah.
Compared to me, child, I'm so daggone green out here.
Yeah.
What do you mean, bad boy? What you be doing?
Jail.
Excuse me? For what? But, yeah, I think there's a thrill. I think also the, like, I want to use a word, but I want to make sure I'm using it.
You better not use what I think you're going to use.
What? That word that he was saying the other day. Dang, what was it? Because, you know, I like that word.
Something DeVal said, y'all, on the Fellas podcast.
Okay, this is the word I want to use. The juxtaposition between the
two. You are annoying. What does it even mean?
Juxtaposition means the fact of two things being seen or placed close together with contrasting effect.
So, how did you even think to look that up?
Because I hear the word all the time and I be wanting to use it. I just want to use it like in the correct form. You know, listen, I'm going to be dropping some words on her because I want to expand.
Have to put cocktail mixtures and
word of the week. Yeah. Because we're going to be expanding Deanna and the rest of y'all's vocabulary out here.
I can get my point across with the words that I know.
Ain't nothing wrong with using a little big word. Anyways. The juxtaposition between a good girl and a bad boy in a situation, mm-hmm. That's kind of like...
Break it down, Doc.
Oh, my gosh. Because it's so different from your norm and your reality.
Yeah.
It's like, teach me something.
Yeah, like, my life is regular. Like, your life is not normal.
Exactly.
Well, it's normal to you.
It's normal to you. Like, teach me about your world.
Like... Whoa.
Now I'm not dealing with nobody that be.
What if it was like a St. Patrick?
He was a little too deep into it.
He got messy.
He told a lady, his wife, that he just buried the love of his life.
Yeah, he got
messy. He got too messy.
But what if, like, he got the club, they got the laundromat, they got...
He's too on the scene for me. You know, I like him low-key.
Yeah.
I like him low-key. I don't mind you knowing a lot of people, but I don't want you being all in the mix.
Because everybody knew him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your life was being threatened every day.
Yeah.
That's too bad for my taste.
Yeah.
No,
so Tasha was having to have to figure it out. I don't want to be having to figure it out.
I don't want to have to figure it out.
I just want to navigate my normal life. We enjoy each other. You do you, I do me.
Because you move in big weight.
No. James St. Patrick, please. Then what about Tommy?
No.
Tommy's too, he's too high-headed. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Too high-headed.
Okay, bad boy for me, mm-hmm. Perfect scenario would be like a reformed hood nigga. You know, I like it.
You like it.
I like you to have like your street smarts. Mm-hmm. you was in the streets, you still get that.
You still got a little.
You still got it in.
Yeah.
But you know how to navigate. Mm. And now, you know, you've turned whatever you was doing then into some legal stuff now. You know?
Yeah.
You honestly didn't even have to, like, sell drugs or nothing back in the day. But I'm saying, like, you just don't live the street lifestyle now. But you still, you could be about that life if you needed to be. You know what I mean?
Let me think. I think this.
I probably didn't explain that all the way correctly, but y'all get the gist.
I feel like some of them don't be doing it right.
Most of them don't be doing it right.
They be thinking they hood and thinking that they in the street, but they don't be doing it right. Because why are you not living your life the way that you want to live?
Meaning?
Why are you still broke out here?
Why? You done did all of it.
For years.
Risk your life and your family's.
For years.
And now you want to come in my life during the broke part? No, sir. You should have been stacking your money or flipping it or doing something. Whatever.
Because at this point, why are you even still doing that?
No. You're not doing it right. And you didn't do it right then.
And you didn't do it right.
Yeah, no.
And you be like, don't nobody know you? I was just.
You stupid. But I think also, like, in terms of bad boys, it don't even necessarily have to be, like, nothing illegal. It can literally be, you know how a lot of times women will go for the emotionally unavailable man or the guy that you know that you can't have 100%. Why do we do that?
I don't feel like that's necessarily a bad boy. I feel like the bad boy is the hood ones or the ones that's like in the streets. Those, they just don't want whatever it is that you want.
You still didn't answer the question.
What?
Why do we go after them?
I was getting to that. That I'm not sure. I think as women too, we be thinking we can change it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just gotta want to change it on their own. What?
Mm. It's over. Mm.
Go on and speak on it. Cause
that's what it be most of the time.
What's that? Uh-huh.
Y'all think y'all can change it?
I think it too for like your traditional type of bad boy, because I personally think both of them can be bad boys. Because what is your definition of bad? It ain't good if it can't have it. You know what I mean? Like, it don't have to be like, because you can be. Well, never mind. I was about to say something. I completely contradict what I was about to say. So never mind. But I think, too, in, like, the scenarios of the traditional bad boy, a lot of good girls think that they can somehow rub off on the bad boy and change them also. If they don't want to change, then they're not going to.
They're not. At this point in my life, I'm just like, let me just sit back. Let me just be quiet.
Because you can't change a soul.
At all. And I'm not going to prove to you that I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm the perfect fit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that.
I feel like a lot of us be trying to do it.
Yeah.
Let me show him.
Yeah. I'm going to move genuinely.
Genuinely.
But not to change you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because that's who I am.
And if you like it, you like it.
And if you don't, you don't. Skedaddle.
I've done all
when
I
send y'all that in the text, that's what I'm doing. The two hands.
So it's not praising?
No. Because you know it's the actual like praising hands.
Uh-huh.
And then I put the two hands together.
Oh. Hands.
So when I do A's.
I am a week.
Because the praising hands got the.
Uh-huh. That is so funny.
But, yeah, no, like, I'm just not, I'm not trying to prove at this point.
No.
And most of y'all are emotionally unavailable, unstable. What else? It's just so much.
Yeah, it's a whole lot.
It's crazy. It don't make no sense.
Mm-mm.
So I ain't fooling around.
I think too, a lot of women like bad boys because of the examples that they've seen in their life.
Yeah. Because, yeah, big facts.
Like, my daddy wasn't necessarily a bad boy. Mm-hmm. Or a bad man sounds crazy. But he definitely like was a street nigga. Mm-hmm. And so he had that, like
knew how to hustle.
Yeah. And so he had that essence about himself. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the example mm-hmm. that I had. Not that I wanted mm-hmm. anybody necessarily like my daddy. I kind of ended up with him though. That is so crazy. You could try your hardest.
You try your hardest.
Not be with men like your father and you end up with.
As soon as I see the sign, I don't. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm aggravated.
I'm aggravated.
Just leave me alone.
It's please. So crazy. Mm-mm. But I don't know. I think I just. I don't necessarily need you rough around the edges.
Nah, like, you know, if you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. And if you, you know, talk a little, not like rough, but if you got a little bass in your voice and you can tell me what to do.
And you stand on business.
I like it.
I like it. Oh, I like it. I like it. But everybody can't do it.
No. Cause if somebody else do it, if you not the person that can do it,
then who the fuck is you talking to?
Go sit down, please. Who you talking to?
Cause it's a difference. If you try to tell me what to do and you not him, my instant facial expression is gonna be like,
sir,
excuse me,
please.
But if you are him, then I'll be like,
okay.
Hold on.
All right.
My bad.
Let me ask you on.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. How's your day?
I don't know. I just.
And then they be emotionally unavailable. Please. Oh, ass nigga.
I don't know. I just. At this point in life, I just want somebody that I can feel safe with. Mentally, emotionally, and physically, somebody that I can be my softest self with, who I can just be a girl with.
A girl. Who I listen, I don't know all of the men things.
What you mean?
Like, I think some men, like, expect you to know the things that they know. But I feel like we know different things.
For sure, because I'm not a man.
No.
I am not a
man. I'm not into all the things that you're into. Mm-hmm. You're not into all the things that I'm into. So let's come together and let's learn from each other.
Yeah.
But I'm just a girl. I just want to come to the events and do the snacks.
I just want to cook the sides.
You host the party, get the guys together.
I'm a grill.
I'm going to get the girls. Like the grill. I might even do that because I like being on the grill.
But you can.
But, yeah. I want to cook the snacks. I don't know what's going on. I don't know nothing about no game. No, nothing.
But I can organize the situation.
Yeah, yeah. I can hook y'all up. Uh-huh. Need a little drink or something.
I saw another thing on TikTok, and I was actually having this conversation with Miranda one time. I was like, I really be having to pray that God would change who and what type of man I'm attracted to, because I would hate for him to send me
mm-hmm.
the man that he wants for me, and I just don't see him because mm-hmm. I'm not attracted.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people say that, like, their husband or their spouse, they weren't initially attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then God had to, like, really, like, soften their heart and open their ass to see them.
And because y'all not two perfect people. So y'all, I mean, even if y'all not attracted to each other, like mm-hmm. you said, just learning about each other and figuring things out. And it'll grow.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm like, I don't necessarily have a type.
I don't either.
Like, I try to get to know people, and I either like you or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
And that's real.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a type. I just know, like, if I like
mm-hmm.
you, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't want to be, like, turning my nose up to mm-hmm. a good man because that's not what
you're attracted to.
Yeah, because like the things that we've been attracted to in the past aren't necessarily the things that we actually want in a sustainable
partner. They be fun.
They be fun. Because you remember when we was having a conversation, I was like, the like my like test on whether or not I was attracted to somebody is if I felt like I could be sexually compatible. And I'm like, dang, it's so crazy because just in like this short amount of time like that, I feel like it's changing. Thank God. Because it's like, okay, after that, what else? Yeah. And it's literally been what it's been in reality. Okay, after the sex, what else?
They ain't got nothing to talk about. They don't even look the same.
They don't look the same. That has definitely happened in a couple situations.
The hugs and stuff don't feel the same. Like, and it's crazy because it's like your body, like, will reject somebody so quick. Like, even if it's a hug or just a touch, and your body rejects it. Like,
Because I have run into people that I have dated or had that type of relationship with.
And then you look at us like,
you literally feel absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And you be like, dang, I really can't even believe we were that close. And I feel like I could literally, you could walk in a room and my body literally be like, I never knew this person.
I think that's why I have like I do great at detaching myself. Because it's like, if I like you, then I like you. But then like once it clicks off, it's like I'm completely detached. And it's like hard to get that back. And I be loving when I get detached.
Oh my God. Especially if it takes you a long time to detach.
Yeah.
Because it's like, once you finally are, it's like, ooh, I don't feel anything when I'm around you. That is a blessing. Like,
oh, I had seen somebody in the gym and I was like, wow, I don't feel anything. I was so proud. I didn't even walk up and speak or nothing. Like, I wasn't going. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
And it feels good when, like, you can see them sweating. And you don't feel anything.
At all. But you see me, period.
Yeah, because I read it to one and he was like, trying to make conversation and stuff. And I was like, why? We don't have nothing to talk about. And you not going to force no conversation because I'm completely okay not talking to you. He was like, you just too cool, ain't you? I was like,
it ain't about being too cool. I don't like you no more.
At all. I don't respect you anymore.
That'd be my thing.
Once the respect is gone.
Yeah.
Hang it up.
That's how my words come out. Straight up. I don't like you anymore.
At all. You mean absolutely nothing to me. I don't wish no bad on you, but I don't wish anything.
I think that's why people be thinking I'm like so, like, because I'm like, if I don't like you, I don't like you.
If I don't like you, we don't have nothing to talk about. And me not like you, it's not even a romantic thing. I don't like you as a person.
As a person. Oh my gosh.
I don't like anything about you.
At all. You're dumb.
So you can really get from around me.
Get out my face, please.
And there's no even like hate or malice in that. It's okay to not like people. For some reason, that's like, are you not allowed to not like people? Like, why is that gotta be a bad thing?
Yeah.
If I don't like you, I don't like you. And that's okay. Move around. Shoot.
Skedaddle. That's been my word. I don't even know where it came from. Now that one I like.
What, skedaddle? I am weak.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
The bad boys, I don't know. If
I just like them though.
They just, I don't know. It's like,
I'll be like, tell me more.
I'll be so intrigued. I think just because it's two different worlds.
Now, how you do it? Why you do it? But why y'all want to do that?
Yeah.
And what if it don't work?
Yeah.
That's what it be. Well, what's another option? Now, if it got to be like a Franklin Saint.
He was doing too much.
Could not.
No. Mm-mm. Because he was somebody who could never have enough. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no end for him. Mm-hmm. And he would go to any lengths.
Let me think. Franklin saying, what about Tyrese? I mean, not Tyrese. Well, Tyrese and Baby Boy.
Hell no. First of all, you live with your mom.
What about his friend?
The other one that lived with his mama? Well, his girlfriend's mama? No. You get that at your own crib. If I'm a mess with a bad boy at this point, like, you need to be set up.
Let me think. Who else?
Okay, if you was in college, could you mess with Tyreek?
Nah.
He had a whole lot going on, too.
He had a whole lot going on. He's too all over the place.
He was all over the place. And he was getting everywhere, though, without a car.
Everywhere? How you running that far? I'm wore out.
He made it happen.
And he looked like a baby.
He did. But I think it's also because we watched him grow up.
Yeah. No, not Tyreek. His friend, he was too scary.
The white boy? Mm-hmm. He was, like, scary, but he was still with it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it scared.
But you going to get everybody got. Yeah. Who else? What about, what's his name? What's the other one we were watching?
Me?
Kanan. And Meech. Now, Meech.
Just don't have me involved in none of your mess.
Nah, let me sit at home.
Yeah.
Let me sit at home.
Okay, so, scenario. You dating a man. And he asks you...
No,
to drop his package off. Here, just do it real quick. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Here's the instructions. No, all you got to do is go ring the doorbell and hand him his package.
I ain't there, ride or die.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Nah. You got goons?
What if he asked if he could put something in your house? Mm-mm. Can't do it either. Mm-mm. What if...
This time we ain't no, like, trap queens or things.
Totally not. Because what? What if you driving his car? He's in there with you. But he got something in the trunk.
I'm getting out. I'm running.
And y'all get pulled over.
I can't get out and run.
Exactly. Y'all get pulled over. And he's like, he tells you exactly what to say. You going to say what he tell you to say?
Probably.
Or you going to start crying?
Probably both.
We ain't about that life for real. We cannot really date. No,
I can't get pulled over on a regular without my heart about my stomach. Like, and I don't even get pulled over that often. But when I do, I have to shit bricks. But I also just think, like, the world that we live in, you just never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So it's just like. Oh, I'll never forget one time we was coming back from Atlanta and he got pulled over. And them officers was just jerks. They made us get out on the side of the highway and sit on the side of the highway.
When? Who was you with?
This was like in 2013. It was like,
oh, that when y'all went for that hair show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he could smell the smoke in there, but it wasn't nothing in there. Mm-hmm. But literally made us sit out on the side of the thing, like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like, and even though it's always one that's got to say something to the, and I'm like, just shut up so we can go.
Right.
I'm trying to go home. I don't know where we was, like in Tennessee or something, or where we was at, but I was just like, bruh. Mm. I was hot. I didn't talk the rest of the way. I was like, we ain't ever got to go on a trip together again. Never did. Cause what? So yeah, no, I'm not about that life.
No, I don't want to date nobody that involves drugs or shooting.
Cause why are you shooting folks?
You ain't had no other options.
Now bring a, you know,
have it on you.
Yeah,
protect me,
please. Blick something.
Nut.
No.
flick something is crazy. You ain't heard that song? No.
It's Lotto and
I'm weak. But yeah, I want you to have it on you.
Yeah.
But
make sure you got papers too, because that scares me a little bit. Like with the way the world is, mm-hmm. I know they say that you don't have to have like papers to carry or whatever. Get your paper. Yeah. See, I want you to do things right. Now, if you're gonna be
reformed,
bad, do something good. Get the papers, because you know they ain't letting you claim no self defense.
You know something that is very attractive. I love seeing a hood nigga praise in church.
What do you mean? Because
love the Lord, please. Have a relationship with him. You can worship and still be a hood nigga.
You can. But it made me also think of something, because I was in church one day and I saw somebody and I was like, he is really praising.
Oh,
some guy. That was like my first time seeing him, but he was.
I love it.
He felt that. You need a little Jesus too.
You need a lot.
Your life on right.
We all do.
I mean, on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
You probably gonna be on the right track, but
how you gonna tell him?
At least you called out to Jesus. You know you need the help.
You are terrible. I love it. I mean, I love seeing men praise in general. But yeah,
we come to church smelling like loud.
Y'all be a little loud.
Y'all be loud in the church.
Y'all be a little loud.
You know they call it the devil's lettuce.
Slurp. I'm just glad you're there, sir.
I'm just glad you're there. At least spray on a little cologne.
They do be spraying on a little cologne, but they loud be a little bit louder than that cologne. Yeah.
You can't do too much. They should like come out with a fragrance
to like neutralize it.
Mm-hmm. Like put a splash of it in her, but then neutralize it out. I don't know.
How you gonna put a? You gonna cancel out the cannabis smell with a little dash of cannabis? I saw Amon Shumpert that came out with a cannabis line or something in New York.
We don't support him. No. We do need to go to New York though.
I would like to go to New York.
We should.
It's on the list.
Mm-hmm. When it's warm.
For sure. For sure. But yeah.
That's funny. This is hilarious.
Ladies, y'all let us know some reasons why y'all think good girls like bad boys. Because I think it's been a thing for a very long time.
Yes.
A very long
time. You see it all the time?
All the time.
And I'm like, how am I even surviving? Like, how do you live that life?
Even the movie Grease. You might not have watched it.
I've never watched Grease.
But like the main character girl, she was so like gone off of the bad boy character. And you see it in movies and stuff all the time.
What was they walking around and then like dancing at a restaurant?
He had his leather jacket on.
Pompadour.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all let us know.
Yeah. I honestly think it's just like the two different worlds and you being intrigued by what they got going on.
Because y'all can teach each other some stuff some kind of way. I like it. I like learning something new. But let me keep it in the back of my mind and still be the girl and make the snacks for the parties. No, I don't want to be that deep into the man life. Man world.
Have you ever been in a situation where a man was like disrespecting you and like out in public or something, and your man like did one of these and then protected you? I was about to say, I've always wanted to see that. I just want to see how it play out.
Mm-mm.
Like, is you going to step up or is you just going to sit there and let it happen? That's a good test on whether or not that man really love you or hate you. Or if he's a punk or not.
I'm always the one gonna say something.
That's crazy. Next time, don't even say nothing. You just sit back and let them, just sit back and see how it gonna happen.
I mean, not like if somebody's disrespecting me, but just when I feel like something is like out of line.
Oh.
Cause you know, quick, it don't matter. Well, I be doing it with y'all.
Yeah, I know. She don't even let nobody get it out. Dang. Let me step up. She's taking too long.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I just want to sit back and be the girl in a situation and see how you gon'. Are you gonna protect me?
Cause if not,
then you got to go, my boy. But that's all we got for y'all.
That's it.
Let us know in the comments, cause we would really love to hear y'all's take on it. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Audio on Wednesday,
visual on Thursday.
We love y'all. Bye.
Another Confirmed Multimedia production. Confirmed.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.